My name is Deanne Louis-Puttick, and I'm speaking today on behalf of the Border Violence Monitoring Network, a network of organisations that document state violence against migrants across the Western Balkans, Greece and Turkey. We'd like to take this opportunity to highlight the ongoing impact the COVID-19 pandemic has on displaced people in Europe, as well as civil society organisations working with these communities. The pandemic and global efforts to contain it brought with it mobility restrictions and border closures. Displaced people were disproportionately affected by these restrictions, both at borders themselves and in overcrowded reception centres. Based on a logic of public health, civil society organisations were repeatedly barred from border zones and were thus rendered unable to provide the much needed assistance to displaced people and to monitor the human rights situation at borders. Against this backdrop, the Border Violence Monitoring Network witnessed a stark increase in the militarisation of borders and the illegal pushback of displaced people. The introduction of tighter border regimes in the name of public health has carried over into post-pandemic reality. Increased policing has led to further criminalisation of displaced people, as well as a shrinking space for civil society, resulting in serious state-sponsored rights violations at borders and beyond. This signifies an erosion of human rights, the rule of law, and inclusive democratic processes in Europe. In light of this, we recommend the immediate installation of an independent investigative mechanism to monitor state violence in border zones. We further recommend that steps are taken to protect civil society organisations working to defend human rights and the rule of law in these contested areas. Thank you for your time.